This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hello. It is so nice to be with you today. My name is Allison Pimentel, and I welcome you to this period of practice. It's both a luxury and a necessity to come together and practice mindfulness, in my opinion, these days. Mindfulness is a practice of peace. And so we get the opportunity to be together today and practice peace. And when we cultivate the qualities of peace within our own bodies, hearts, and minds, we can contribute to more peace in the world. And that's certainly what we need right now. The practice of mindfulness is a practice of paying attention. It's about being present to this moment. It is said that it is now a clock. This is the moment that we have. This is the moment that we get to pay attention to fully, with our full presence, with our full willingness to be with things as they are, without the distortions of how we want them to be or wish they were or wish they weren't, not so that we don't fight for what we believe in, we don't stand for the kind of world we want to see, but so that we can see what's here clearly and respond skillfully to that. In some ways, this practice is so simple. We begin through our practice of mindfulness to do less of what causes harm in our own lives and in the world, and do more of what is good and wholesome and leads to happiness and well-being in our own lives and in the world. And we do this on the meditation cushion or the seat, or if you're at home, maybe you're on your couch or your bed. And we practice in our practice, within our formal practice, so that we can bring it out into our lives. When we practice the wholesome qualities that we get to touch into in our meditation, kindness, compassion, equanimity, we are amplifying those qualities in the world. I'd like to read you a quote by the meditation teacher Gil Fronsdal. And he says, "The intentions to be kind, compassionate, helpful, happy, and liberated are among the most beautiful qualities we have as humans. These qualities are not luxuries. They're not optional. We need to be able to call upon them when we respond to the cries of the world around us. The optimism of mindfulness is that we can make a difference in the world around us. Our thoughts, words, and deeds of empathy, love, and caring are the needed counterforces to hatred, violence, and despair. Our own efforts to find inner peace can be an important force of wholesome change." And what's beautiful, when we practice in a group together, we can amplify, we can build on those qualities. We can create a kind of field of those wholesome qualities. And that field, we can feel it in here, in the room, and we can radiate that out so that it is felt beyond this room. So let's practice together today, creating that field of of goodness, of wholesome, peaceful qualities that we can practice here and then take with us outside. All right? Okay, so we'll practice together for about 20, 25 minutes. And I invite you to really set yourself up for comfort here. Find a way of being in your body that's at ease and alert. You can really take some time to settle in. Make whatever adjustments are necessary to feel as good as you can feel in this moment in your body. And why don't we take a deep breath in together and just let it out. Again, breathe in deeply. And as you exhale, make it an H-A sound. Again, breathing in and ha-ing it out. Good. And now let the breath just flow as it will. Just let the breath move in and out of your body. The eyes can rest gently downward, or they can close. And as you begin to settle in, perhaps sensing the bodies and the beings around you, also settling in, also here with the aspiration to settle the body, open the heart, practice peace. You might really sense the others in this field with you. And perhaps touch into a sense of gratitude for their presence, for their support of your practice. Before anything else, just inviting the body to soften ever so slightly more. Allowing the shoulders to release down your back. Relaxing the muscles of your face. Allowing the jaw to unclench. Sometimes just beginning to relax the body invites the mind to begin to relax. In this field of awareness, of mindfulness that we're in and are creating together, sense the ground beneath you, and the earth, just feeling into the natural support of the earth. And as we sit here, held by the earth, See if you can feel how the body is moved by the breath. Just feeling the way the breath changes the shape of the body as the chest and abdomen expand and contract. You might notice that the breath is cool on the way in and warm on the way out. And with each exhale, you might allow the body to soften just a little bit more. Allowing more peace in the body. Now, rather than holding the breath tightly or closely with your attention, see if you can allow the awareness itself to relax, almost like opening the hand of the mind. Instead of resting your attention narrowly on the breath, see if you can allow your awareness to be spacious and relaxed, as if you were lying down in a field, looking up at the sky of your mind. The breath can remain in the background, and awareness can simply be open, at ease. A literal field of awareness. Thoughts may arise like clouds in the sky. See if you can watch them drift on by. Sounds in the room. Bodily sensations. Thoughts. See if you can let them come and go. Nothing to push away or pull close. just resting. Resting here together. Resting in the simple knowing of experience as it unfolds. Awareness that is relaxed and open. If you notice the mind tightening or becoming caught in a train of thought, it's your opportunity to gently soften again, soften some more, open the hand, release the grip, practice peace. Relaxing the body. Relaxing the breath. Relaxing the mind. Again and again, returning to the simple sense of resting in awareness. For the next 10 minutes or so, my voice will fall away, and you can continue to practice like this, resting in spacious awareness, lying down in this field that we're creating, and just being with your experience without judgment as it unfolds. This moment that we're in together. intentions to be kind, compassionate, helpful, happy, and liberated are among the most beautiful qualities we have as humans. These qualities are not luxuries. They are not optional. We need to call. We need to be able to call upon them when we respond to the cries of the world around us. The optimism of mindfulness is that we can make a difference to the world. Our thoughts, words, and deeds of empathy, love, and caring are the needed counterforces to hatred, violence, and despair. Our own efforts to find inner peace can be an important force of wholesome change. So as we sit here together in this field of awareness, see if you can touch into whatever qualities of kindness or peace or presence that may be present for you right now. Perhaps there's a sense of inner quiet or steadiness. And if it feels natural, you might allow the heart to extend that quality, those wholesome qualities outward. We can begin by bringing to mind people you know who might be struggling or suffering, friends, family members, loved ones, colleagues, students, neighbors. Just holding them gently in awareness and offering your good will, your good wishes. And including yourself. And moving beyond your circle into ever widening circles. You might choose now to bring to mind people in the world who are frightened, displaced, grieving, scared, uncertain about the future. Holding them gently in awareness from this field of care. You might offer them the loving kindness phrases, may you be safe, may you find protection and support, may you be free from fear, may peace be possible. You can use those words or whatever words or feelings resonate for you to send forth. Just letting your well wishes move outward into the world, widening this field that we've created together. Sending your goodness forth. as you're ready, now slowly beginning to deepen the breath, bring some movement back into the body in whatever way feels good. You can stretch or wiggle the toes or fingers, place a hand over your heart. Thank you for your practice and for creating a little more peace in the world today. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.